You're perfect, exactly as you are. You don't need to change. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. It's already here. You're already perfect. Living in Quantum Love with Devra Laval will, in very simple terms, help you to understand that you are not who or what you believe yourself to be. Devra will share her own direct experiences, as well as interviewing enlightened guests who help shed light on our misunderstandings and limited beliefs to reveal the truth that we already are and have never left.
Welcome to Living in Quantum Love. Today's show is called, What is Adam Dream Healer Dreaming of Today? This is Devra Laval, your host, and you're listening to a Dream Vision 7 radio network broadcast here at 1510 AM WMEX Boston, heard every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, that's 5 p.m. Pacific. You can also tune into my show on Dream Vision 7 radio network every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern, which is 1 a.m. and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. So to learn more and for a full station broadcast schedule, go to dreamvision7radio.com. Welcome, everyone. I have an extraordinary guest with me here today. Dr. Adam McLeod is a licensed naturopathic doctor with a special focus in integrative oncology. Adam's journey to integrative oncology was set in motion at an early age. When he was 14 years old, he started having undeniable experiences with energy, and this led him down the path to becoming an energy healer. Well, he published his first book entitled Dream Healer at the age of 16, and the response was overwhelming. And over the next 12 years, he spoke to thousands of people at conferences around the world to share his experiences with energy healing. As time progressed, he began to focus more on how patients can directly influence their own health using their own intentions. Now, although he was getting excellent results as a healer, he knew that energy healing was not the answer to everything. And so he quickly became drawn to molecular biology in an effort to understand the connection between energy and biology, in which, and he graduated with a first-class honors degree in molecular biology and in biochemistry. Now today, he's a member of the Oncology Association of Naturopathic Physicians and the College of Naturopathic Physicians of BC. Naturopathic medicine has a wide range of tools that are effective at treating cancer when used appropriately. His background in molecular biology has helped him to develop targeted supplementation which addresses the unique characteristics of the cancer. Integrative cancer care is not about taking a large number of expensive supplements. It's about taking the right supplements in conjunction with the appropriate targeted therapies. Dr. McLeod is dedicated to developing an effective treatment plan that's both evidence-based and addresses the unique health concerns of each patient. Adam is the author of 5 international best-selling books, including the most recent publication, Integrative Cancer Care, The Power of Being Informed. Adam has presented about the science behind the power of intentions all around the world and has shared the stage with such notable speakers as Edgar Mitchell, an Apollo 14 astronaut, Deepak Chopra, Andrew Weil, Bruce Lipton, and David Suzuki. He has a special interest in cancer where he applies his molecular biology knowledge in a clinical setting, as well as learning everything possible about cancer so that his patients have the most effective treatment plan possible. When dealing with any health challenge, he believes it's essential that you give your body all the tools that it needs to move down a path towards healing. Hello, Adam, and welcome.
Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm so pleased to have you with us here today. And today's show is entitled, What is Adam Dream Healer Dreaming of Today? And there have been a lot of people following you over the years, Adam, and I know they would be very excited to hear about the work that you're currently doing. Mm-hmm. And but before we get into the questions I have for you, I know many of our listeners have heard of you, but for those who haven't, we'd love to briefly hear, in your words, what your experience was at the age of 14 and how this changed your life.
Well, when I was 14 years old, I guess it should take a step back even before that, is that I was always very sensitive to energy. I was seeing auras. I was always very intuitive. And it wasn't until I was about 13 or 14 that I realized that I was sensitive to something that other people were not. And when I was 14 years old, I had this incredible spontaneous healing event that occurred between myself and my mother. My mother was diagnosed with MS, multiple sclerosis, when I was very young. And most of my childhood memories consist of her struggling just to function and do everyday activities. And one day, she was up in her room and she was having an attack of trigeminal neuralgia. That's this stabbing pain across the side of the face.
Wow.
And it's a very painful experience for anyone who's ever experienced it. Anyway, I went up to her room, and this was before knowing anything about energy healing. I mean, these were things that our family just never talked about. We're a very scientifically minded family. And I went up to her room, and I put my hand over her head, and I went into this immediately very deep trance. And I couldn't see anything else around me except for these vivid images of my mother in front of me, and it literally felt like I was navigating throughout her head. And inside her head, I saw this green light, and it was very obvious to me as a young teenager that this is what the problem was. So I simply grabbed this, and I pulled it out of her. And as a result of me doing this, her pain vanished. She never got another day. She never got pain any other day, and she's been fine since. And it's pretty incredible to see how well she's doing now. She's thoroughly enjoying retirement, and that's something that our entire family never thought really would be possible, given her condition for all those years.
That's so beautiful. That is such an amazing experience. Did it surprise you as a young person?
Oh, absolutely. It was completely surprising. I had no idea what happened there, and it was really, ultimately what that experience did was it sparked my curiosity in trying to figure out what happened there, and that's really what motivated me to write my first book, was simply just to share my experiences, and it really became very popular very quickly, and I ended up doing presentations about self-empowerment and the power of intentions all around the world for many years. It's hard to believe that I did these presentations to many, many thousands of people for 15 years. It's hard to believe that that's how much time's gone by. But it's been an incredible experience. I'm not really doing the talk so much anymore because there's just simply not enough hours in a day. Mm-hmm. And I have a very busy integrative oncology practice where, I'm working full-time with that. And it's hard to fly around the world doing talks at the same time as running a practice.
Well, what you're doing is so beautiful. What is integrative oncology, and why did you choose to specialize in it? Is it integrative oncology? Is that the way to pronounce it?
Yeah, integrative oncology.
Yeah. Okay.
I chose to focus on integrative oncology because, first of all, from a young age when I was doing these presentations all over the place, a lot of patients that I was interacting with were patients who had cancer. And it's something that I became very familiar with from a very young age. And then when I went into molecular biology and biochemistry, a lot of the projects that I was focusing on, a lot of the research that I was doing, was exclusively focused around cancer. And then so when I ended up doing naturopathic medicine, it ended up being a real a real fit for me that really resonated with me. And I'm very passionate about the work that I do, and I think that one thing that I think people get confused about all the time is there's a lot of misinformation out there when it comes to natural therapies and cancer. And integrative oncology is about using the best of both worlds together. It's not a black or white thing. It's not just avoiding chemo or just doing chemo. It's about using all these things together in a synergistic way. And there's a real beauty to natural medicine when you use the right tools. because there's such a good synergy there. And I think that where integrative oncology really excels is that these natural therapies that we have can very significantly support the immune system. And that's something that I see all the time. It's a regular occurrence for me to see patients in my practice who are doing some of the most intense rounds of chemotherapy, but they're breezing through it with minimal side effects because they're well supported through that. And that's one thing I think more people need to realize is that the research is out there. These are things where there's a lot of evidence behind them and in very mainstream medical journals. Unless you speak with someone who's specifically focuses in integrative oncology, you're not going to hear about these things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I looked through your work, I was very impressed with how it all comes together and how it all supports each other. Quite wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, how can naturopathic medicine support patients that are fighting cancer? How, maybe more specifically, is there some way that you can
describe
that?
There's so many different ways. I mean, there's so many different ways that we can support patients through it. You really have to tailor it for what that patient's going through, right? I mean, there's some situations where our focus is simply preventative, and we're working to modify their diet and lifestyle, and we're working to hit molecular targets that are very specific for the type of cancer that they have a genetic predisposition to, for example. I think that's one thing that is so great about naturopathic medicine is that we have such a large toolbox to work from. There's so many different things that we can use. A lot of people don't realize this, but as a naturopathic doctor, I can write conventional prescriptions, whether it's for a diabetes drug, for an antibiotic. We can write these prescriptions, but on top of that, we can order lab tests, we can do minor surgery. I mean, these are things that happen on a daily basis in any naturopathic physician's office. But on top of having all those conventional therapies that we have access to, we can use natural therapies synergistically with that. And one thing I love about the medicine that we have is that I'm not confined to one specific protocol for one specific type of cancer. Mm-hmm. If I'm talking with that patient and it's very obvious that we need to focus on something else, whether it's cardiovascular health, liver health, kidney health, whatever, I don't have to stick to some rigid protocol and ignore all these other things that are very obvious. And so we can modify the plan to really address those concerns and support them in multiple ways. I would say that generally speaking with cancer, a lot of our focuses tend to be much more around the immune system, but that's not the only thing that integrative oncology does. I mean, there's so many other things we can focus on, and we really have to customize it for that unique individual and the unique circumstances of that individual.
And is there research to support these therapies?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions that people hear is that they get this impression that somehow there is no research behind these things. And depending on where you are in the world, some of these therapies are the standard of care. My most recent book really talks about the evidence behind it, but the thing that I always find shocking about it is that you will hear this. You will hear certain doctors say, oh, well, there's no evidence behind that therapy, and they clearly haven't actually looked at the evidence because you will literally find dozens of clinical trials using that substance all showing that it had a positive benefit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's really not a controversy about it. And, it's more a case of that person simply not even looking for the evidence or not even looking at it. These therapies have great research behind them. And one thing I always find particularly interesting about that is that some of these therapies where you actually get resistance from medical oncologists saying, just don't do anything, don't do any of these therapies. But then you'll look in their own medical journals, like Cancer, The Oncologist, as mainstream as it gets, and they will be talking very positively about these exact same things. And so it's about using them in the right context. And I think that's one thing that people need to understand is that not all cancers are the same, and not all situations are the same. And it really takes clinical experience to understand which therapies you should use at which time. And I think that's very important to recognize.
Yeah, that's really good information. Because people just have a word, cancer, and that's it. It stops there. But you're giving us so many other ways to see it. It's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Are the natural therapies safe with the conventional cancer therapies?
Well, some of them are. And some of them are not safe with all therapies, and that's really where it takes clinical judgment to understand this. If you are speaking to a naturopathic doctor like myself who just works with cancer, we are acutely aware of every single one of those interactions, and we would not be developing a plan that would have any such interactions. But I think the biggest concern that I have when it comes to these natural therapies and integrating them together is that you will have patients who end up consulting Dr. Google and looking up their own things, and they end up taking supplements that are completely contraindicated with the drugs that they're on, because there are legitimate interactions that we have to be aware of. Mm-hmm. And I would say that, honestly, I spend probably half of my day on a regular basis talking to patients to get them off of something that was just completely contraindicated or dangerous with the drugs that they were doing. Mm-hmm. And the reason that it's so prevalent, and people don't even realize this, is that in most of these cases, patients try to talk to their oncologist about the different natural therapies that they were interested in, and rather than having a actual balanced discussion about it, what ended up happening was the oncologist just shut it down so strongly, saying, don't do anything, everything you do is going to kill you, if you do anything, then I'm going to discharge you from my care, really aggressive, very polarized things. And what happened was the patient got so terrified of mentioning anything or bringing it up that they ended up just doing their own research or taking advice from a friend or family member with nothing but the best intentions. But they ended up not actually consulting a healthcare professional about what it is they're actually doing, and because they didn't have that open relationship with their oncologist. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up taking all these things that are completely contraindicated. And that's really a big part of my job, is to make sure that not only is the treatment plan safe, but that it's effective and that it's actually accomplishing our goals. And one key distinction that I think more people have to recognize is that not all cancers are the same. Uh-huh. There's a big difference between how you would treat a lymphoma and a leukemia versus how you would treat a solid tumor. And, we talked about the immune system earlier. And, of course, generally speaking, with most cancers, you want to make sure you have a strong immune system. But there are certain cases with leukemia and lymphoma and myeloma that you actually do not want to stimulate the immune system.
Uh-huh,
you want to balance the immune system. Yeah. Because if you stimulate the immune system in those cases, you're actually very likely going to be stimulating the cancer as well.
Uh-huh.
Because those cancerous cells are derived from the immune system itself. And so that's where people have to recognize that, you really do need professional guidance with this, because not all cancers are the same. Mm-hmm. Every cancer is different, and every person is different as well, too. And that's where clinical judgment really comes in.
Yeah. This is wonderful information. Now, what therapies would you say, what do you use in your practice for therapies? What do you yourself use?
Well, there's a wide range of things that I'll use in my practice. I mean, there's a variety of intravenous therapies that we can use, obviously, whether it's IV vitamin C, IV DCA or ALA. There's a lot of things that we can do depending on the drugs the patients are on and the situation that's going on. But it's not just, one thing I think more people need to recognize is that integrative oncology is just it's not all about just vitamin C, IV vitamin C. Everyone always seems to focus on that for some reason, because it got a lot of attention in the press.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more to it than that, and that's one therapy that, I do use in my practice, but it's certainly not the only therapy, and it's not a therapy that everyone uses.
Mm-hmm.
There's a wide range of things that we'll use. I mean, everything from hyperthermia, where, you heat up the tumor right after chemotherapy, which helps to make the chemotherapy more effective. That's a therapy that's very mainstream in Europe. It's starting to gain more popularity in North America, but it's still very much in Europe and in Asia that you tend to see it more.
Uh-huh.
That's one therapy. And, a lot of the therapies also tend around nutrient support. Mm-hmm. And basic immune support.
Right.
When patients are on chemotherapy or radiation, or not even if they're on chemo or radiation, even just patients who have cancer, it's a very stressful situation metabolically for your cells. And
mm-hmm.
that will affect your nutrient status. You're going to have some nutrients that are certainly going to be deficient, and depending on the drug that someone's on, we can really predict what those nutrients are going to be. And when we supplement patients with that, patients feel better. A classic thing that, a very basic thing is that with certain chemotherapies, vitamin D, the levels will tend to drop quite a bit when patients do those. But at the same time, the research is very consistent with that, which is that patients who have higher levels of serum vitamin D with these particular drugs, they respond way better to the drugs.
Wow. Could you hold that thought? We're just going to have a very short little break here. We're taking a short commercial break now. And so Adam's new book, Integrative Cancer Care, The Power of Being Informed, is a complete and supportive tool for anyone looking for natural answers to not only questions relating to cancer, but these tools can also be used for any health concerns. This book provides the knowledge cancer patients need to reduce the harm and increase the benefit of cancer treatment. It also provides many techniques that address not only the physical things that one can do, such as dietary changes and supplementation, but also mental and emotional methods that can help to energetically initiate changes for better health. His book is available at online retailers, and for information about working with Dr. McLeod privately, please visit his site at yaletownnaturopathic.com. That's yaletownnaturopathic.com. You can also write to me at info@deborahlavelle.com if you have any questions or comments you'd like to share. See you after the break.
Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Deborah Lavelle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Deborah's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@deborahlavelle.com or visit deborahlavelle.com. That's deverahlavale.com.
Ask Dr. Love is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every second and fourth Sunday at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, a.k.a. Ask Dr. Love, is a psychotherapist, author, love and relationship expert who offers advice and answers to your relationship questions. Hear about Dr. Love's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and make peace with a loved one. This show is for you, the listener, and Dr. Love wants to hear from you. Call 866-338-9663 or 617-237-1234.
In a single moment, your life can change. Join Marianne Pestana, host of Moments with Marianne, for a transformative hour of leaders in their field, ranging from inspirational authors, top industry leaders, business and spiritual entrepreneurs. Tune in to experience Moments with Marianne every second Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, all part of the Dream Vision 7 radio network. Don't miss this. And remember, make every moment count.
Are you suffering with pain? Do you have concerns about your bones? Or are you trying to slow down the aging process? Then listen up. Dr. Oz said this is the future of medicine. Pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. To find out more about a natural way to help the body heal itself, contact JP at 604-603-5477 or go to Deborah Lavelle's homepage and click on the link to his website.
Life. We can either be bystanders or creators. Now is the time to awaken to your divine identity and the power of the I Am Within. to create a joyous and fulfilled life, no matter what your circumstances are. There are answers to life's big questions, and there is a spiritual path that leads to soul liberation and ascension. Join us every third Sunday of the month at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for Prophets for the New Age with Carl and Nancy Showalter on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, master life coach, visionary, and modern-day mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's DevrahLaval.com.
Join the Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie every fourth Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Come explore with us natural and healthy ways to achieve inner peace, happiness, and an ever-present state of well-being. You're already healed. You just haven't realized it yet. When you're ready, you can change your mind and change your life forever. The power of a beautiful life is within you today. Mind Health Coach with Leah Marie is part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra LaValle, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
Welcome back, everyone, to Living in Quantum Love, here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast at 1510 AM WMEX Boston. Today's program is called, What is Adam Dream Healer Dreaming of Today? Hello again, Adam.
Hi.
Just before the break, we were talking about some of the therapies that you use in your practice. And how can these natural therapies support patients through surgery?
Well, one thing with surgery is that there's a very specific process going on, which is obviously there's going to be a big wound. I mean, if you think about it, 1,000 years ago, when would you have ever had a wound like that and survived, right? Like, mm-hmm. it wouldn't happen.
No.
And because of that, what we have to do is we have to make sure that your body has nutrients that are specifically required for wound healing. And there's a number of different approaches that you can take with this, but you know, the most common are obviously that, you know, basic just vitamin C, for example, just oral vitamin C. That is one of the rate-limiting steps for actual wound healing. Zinc is something that can be helpful with that. Vitamin A is also something that can be helpful with that. But they have to be used at the appropriate dosing, and they have to be used at the appropriate times. But one thing that I think is particularly interesting is that there are some substances that can be used to help inhibit metastasis itself. I mean, obviously, if you have a surgery for cancer, mm-hmm. and you're removing a mass, our concern is that that mass would spread during the actual procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on where the mass is, I mean, some areas there's much less risk than others, but regardless, our objective is to do everything that we can to inhibit metastasis. And there's actually a substance that's in phase 3 clinical trials right now, but, you know, modified citrus pectin, for example, is something that can be used to help inhibit the actual process that allows for these cells to spread. There's a number of different ways that it does this. We wouldn't have time in the interview here to go through the exact process, but mm-hmm. basically there's these adhesion molecules on the surface of cancer cells that allows them to stick to different areas, and it inhibits that process, so the cells are less sticky and it's harder for those cells to spread.
Wow.
That's essentially what these things do.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to be used at the right time. But when used appropriately, it can really help to support wound healing, and it's something that can also help to inhibit metastasis as well, and there's some great studies supporting this.
Adam, is cancer linked to emotional health? I know a lot of people talk about that, and I really would like to your hit on that.
Absolutely, cancer is linked to emotional health, and there's a lot of research that very strongly shows that. I mean, you know, one classic example that I'm not sure if you know, many of your listeners are aware of, but there's a study done. Oh gosh, this was a few years ago, where they looked at the correlation between the cancer rates in adults and people who were sexually abused as children. You know, that's obviously an emotional trauma that occurred at an early age, mm-hmm. and it was something like people who were sexually abused at a young age, they were something like, you know, 47% more likely to develop cancer as an adult. It was something, you know, very significant.
Wow, that's very significant.
Yeah, and so, you know, so that shows there absolutely is a connection there. And there's, mm-hmm. you know, I can tell you that most patients that I work with, vast majority of patients that I work with, they will tell me that they believe that emotional stress is strongly linked to their cancer. And the more that research is starting to look at this, the more it's starting to show that, well, they're probably right. Mm-hmm. And a lot of my patients will also tell me that they can pinpoint this exact point in their life that was a very stressful moment, whether it was a divorce or the loss of a loved one, mm-hmm. or losing their job, whatever. There was something stressful that happened at this one point in their life, and yeah. they feel that triggered the situation such that the cancer had an opportunity to grow.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I see in my practice quite regularly, actually, is this is something that to me is the best evidence of this. With multiple myeloma, it's a cancer that you have these abnormal cells that are circulating through the blood, and these patients will regularly get blood work. Some of them, they're getting it, you know, every other month for, you know, 10, 15 mm-hmm. years, right? So
yeah.
you have these very detailed charts that show how the protein levels are changing, which is an indication of how the disease is progressing over the course of 15 years. And what you will see is you'll see it plateau for several years. And then all of a sudden you see this spike, and then it plateaus again, and then you see this spike, and then it plateaus again. And you kind of see these patterns where there's these great long plateaus followed by spikes. And I'll ask patients, well, what happened at this time where there was this spike?
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be like, oh, well, you know, that was a time where my, my daughter was sick, or my mother mm-hmm. passed away, or just like there was very, very specific events that they could pinpoint to literally every single one of those peaks. And that's an indication that there's a strong connection here, no question about it.
No question. Well, when I was preparing your show, I found something from German New Medicine, and they said that a chamber in the brain gets profoundly impacted by emotional loss that causes the immune system to turn against itself. And similarly, you mentioned in your book that decades of the old traumas, not just in the, and you mentioned the indigenous peoples, I believe, mm-hmm. and some of the traumas they've been through, and the communities that they're in, but anyone for that matter, as you said, someone's daughter got sick, or, you know, just in life as it is. But now, how should one approach cleaning house before one even gets, can we do that?
I'm sorry, Deborah, could you repeat that?
Yeah. How does one, how should one approach cleaning house, meaning how can we bring ourselves up to a level where we could perhaps fight that before it even takes hold in our body, the thick cells, when the cells become thick?
You know, I think preventative medicine is certainly the future of medicine, and there's a lot of different things that we can do. And I think one thing that's important to emphasize to all the listeners is that less is more. You don't have to be on tons of different things to have an effective treatment plan. If we're talking about a long-term plan where it's prevention of cancer, you have to make sure that you have a sustainable plan that's actually going to be targeting things that that make sense, right? The most common natural approaches that tend to be used when we're talking about cancer prevention, the most common by far are simple immune supports. And there's some great immune supports that we can use. And they just have to be used in an appropriate synergistic way.
Mm-hmm.
That's the number one thing. But when you're doing that, one thing I should also emphasize, too, is that just because you have five different things that are helpful for stimulating the immune system, that doesn't mean that doing all five things at the same time is better than just doing one.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, doing one is often better, because if we're talking about a long-term immune stimulation, you want to have the opportunity to cycle through different things, because I guarantee if you do one thing for 6 months or a year, your body stops reacting to it. Your body stops having these strong responses to it. And so at some point, you have to change it to something else. And that's why if you don't, you know, if you use five things, all that happens is you become desensitized to five things all at once.
It makes total sense, yeah.
Yeah, so you want to have the opportunity to cycle through. That's the main thing.
Okay.
And the other thing is that it really depends on, you know, the person's personal history and family history. But depending on the type of cancer that we're most concerned about, we can modify the plan to address that. If it's estrogen-positive breast cancer, for example,
that's an important point. I want to get to that. But could you just hold that thought for a second and have a short break, because I want to hear that more in depth.
Okay.
So we have a short commercial break coming up now, and you're listening to Dream Vision 7 Radio Network broadcast here at 1510 AM. WMEX Boston, heard every third Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 5 p.m. Pacific. For anyone feeling moved to look deeper into how to live in quantum love, I have a simple, personalized online course as a way of venturing deeper within. The class is being offered at 50% off the regular price until December 31st. For more details, visit DeborahLavelle.com and click on Workshop and use the promo code FREEDOM50. Now, if you'd like to contact Dr. Adam McLeod, please visit his URL at yaletownnaturopathic.com. You can also click on his link on my Dream Vision 7 webpage. Or to see some of his other books and DVDs, simply go to dreamhealer.com. That's DREAMHEALER.com. See you after the break.
Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Deborah LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Deborah's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@DeborahLavelle.com or visit DeborahLavelle.com. That's DEVRAHLAVAL.com. Take a journey to a place of the divine love within with Deborah Beauvais on the Love by Intuition show every first and third Sunday, 9 to 10 p.m. Our message is love in the purest form. The light within us all is a guide to recall our beginning, to learn to love self and humankind, to feel the higher power of our own divinity. To attract love, one needs to be love. Every first and third Sunday from 9 to 10 p.m., all part of the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Are you ready for the quantum age?
Humanity's next step in evolution?
Dream Vision 7 Radio Network invites you to the extraordinary platform of Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age.
Let's explore. Learn more about this upcoming age where we bridge science with spirituality.
Where potentiality meets reality.
Where we take compassion into action.
Our trailblazers and visionaries will ask the whys, the what ifs, while igniting continuous possibility.
Come along with us into an age beyond what we know today, where we can grow together in unity consciousness.
Experience Evolutionary Voices for the Quantum Age, Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern on DreamVision7Radio.com. Whether you're a longtime spiritual seeker or just looking to make sense of this crazy world, gaining a new perspective by questioning everything, including your learned concepts about who you are and what life is, requires a radical shift. Devra LaValle, Master Life Coach, Visionary, and Modern Day Mystic, can facilitate a profound transformation that isn't about acquiring, but rather unlearning, to reveal the core truth that has never left you. To learn more about Devra's online courses, books, and private sessions, email her at info@devralaval.com or visit devralaval.com. That's DevrahLaval.com.
Invite the Kids for Love Project, an enrichment program, into your school, classroom, or wellness center. Kids for Love Project is focused on teaching kids unconditional love for self and others. The project is a journey into self-discovery. It consists of fun, creative tools to learn self-love, like I choose love, I am love, I stand in love, and utilizing one's energies with reconnective healing and tuning into one's intuition for inner guidance, plus connecting to our natural surroundings. Kids who hold love for self do not bully or harm others. Let's cultivate a kinder world that holds compassion for all. Teaching the power of love to our kids is the way. To learn more or to bring Kids for Love Project to your school, contact Deborah Beauvais, 508-226-1723. That's 508-226-1723. Or go to our Kids for Love Project on Facebook.
Are you suffering with pain? Do you have concerns about your bones? Or are you trying to slow down the aging process? Then listen up. Dr. Oz said this is the future of medicine. Pulsed electromagnetic frequencies. To find out more about a natural way to help the body heal itself, contact JP at 604-603-5477 or go to Devra LaValle's homepage and click on the link to his website. Do you believe that mankind can create a world whose priority is nurturing life? And that love and unity would be the foundation for this new paradigm? Soul on Air on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network provides a unique service to our audience by personally researching solutions that align with our unique value tenets. With these stories, we seek to inspire awakening, awareness, and involvement. Tune in every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time to co-create with us. And please visit us online at nowsharelove.org. This is our story to write. Let's make it a love story.
What if everything that you've been taught about who you are and what life is has been untrue? Join Devra LaValle, host of Living in Quantum Love, where she'll explore and dissect the limiting beliefs and wrong understandings that have only served to keep us not only separate from one another, but from our own selves. Living in Quantum Love can be heard every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. Join Devra and take a leap to freedom.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Devra LaValle on Dream Vision 7 Radio, and you're listening to Living in Quantum Love. And today's topic is, what is Adam Dream Healer dreaming of today? And my guest today is Dr. Adam McLeod. So, Adam, could you continue with that, with your mentioning, just starting on breast cancer, something people could possibly do to keep their immune up? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with breast cancer, there's some unique characteristics about breast cancer that, that we can really address from a natural standpoint as well. I mean, obviously, if it's estrogen positive, what that indicates is that those cells are responding to estrogen, that estrogen is driving the growth of those cells. And that's why patients will be put on things like tamoxifen or letrozole or Arimidex. There's a lot of different drugs that can be used. From a natural standpoint, there's also things that we can use that work synergistically with those things to further reduce estrogen levels, whether it's melatonin. That's one thing a lot of people don't realize that melatonin does is, everyone always thinks of it just for sleep, but it does inhibit the effects of estrogen as well, too, and there's some great research on melatonin. Another thing is something like indole 3-carbinol. I talk about this in my book quite a bit. This is a molecule that not a lot of people have heard of, but it's something that's incredibly safe, and it's something that can really help your body to metabolize estrogens. It helps your body to break down the actual hormones that we're trying to avoid. Uh-huh. And really, with estrogen-positive breast cancer, it's one example where you have to be very careful about the things that you put into your body, because there's a lot of things that actually increase the levels of estrogen in your body or that stimulate these estrogen receptors. A lot of phytoestrogens, for example. One big mistake that I see patients do all the time, and it's very dangerous, is that patients will do something like, you know, tamoxifen or letrozole because they're trying to knock down the levels of estrogen because of an estrogen-positive breast cancer. Mm-hmm. Then what happens is that with those drugs, the biggest side effect is hot flashes. So these patients get hot flashes, uh-huh. and then they go to the store and they take a natural supplement to reduce the hot flashes. But a lot of these supplements that are used for that, these same supplements actually stimulate the estrogen receptors. Mm-hmm. So it's completely counteracting what you're trying to do with that drug. And there are safe ways that we can help to manage you know, the side effects from these different medications, but a lot of those botanicals are simply not ones that you want to use. And that's where you need you know, an experienced naturopathic physician to really help you with that.
Okay, that's really good information. Another question I have is that, you know, the healing work seems to intend to bring the individual, their body specifically, to a state of wholeness or health. But millions of people worldwide are afflicted with diseases and disabilities that seem to be untreatable and irreversible. So this begs the question, is the reason some people just don't or can't heal is because their condition is, in fact, a life lesson? This is more one of those woo-woo questions, you know, apart from the others. So basically, separate and apart from the belief that all people deserve to be healthy. So is there a karmic reason that you feel?
Well, you know, I get asked this all the time, actually. And, you know, a lot of patients will feel that. A lot of patients will feel that. They feel that the cancer was a life lesson for them, or they feel that there's some kind of karmic energy or spiritual energy that's really related mm-hmm. to the formation of the disease. And, you know, I find that, generally speaking, it doesn't really change how we approach the disease. It doesn't change where we are. But in those cases where people really feel that connection, I always advise patients to do a couple things. I think counseling is very helpful to work through the different emotional blockages, because a lot of people don't realize how much it's actually affecting them until you do that.
Yes.
But another thing that's really helpful is acupuncture, energy healing, Reiki. I mean, all these different things really help to mobilize energy. And you will feel this. I've personally seen this in my practice many times, where there will be patients that, you know, that firmly believe that they've developed this as a result of, you know, whether it's they're saying it's a past life energy, or they're saying that it's a spiritual, experience that's really manifested this disease.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes when you do something as simple as energy healing, you will hit a frequency where you can just feel that energy in the room. You can just feel this mm-hmm. powerful mobilization of energy, and that shift is incredibly healing. And I would say that some of the most profound healings that I ever witnessed really weren't on the physical level. They were when the right frequency was hit on the emotional level, and it just completely changed that patient's perspective on everything in life. That's something that I think gets overlooked too much in medicine. But, you know, along those same lines, though, one thing I think is important to talk about as well, too, is that I also hear this very commonly, and it sounds crazy saying it to, you know, to anyone who hasn't had cancer, but I have patients all the time tell me that they believe that their diagnosis of cancer was a blessing, and they feel that it changed their life in such a positive way that, you know, they really do feel blessed that it happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds crazy to say that if you haven't had cancer. You know, why would someone be saying that they feel that it was a blessing. But to these patients, it really it allowed them to reassess their life and look at things from a completely new perspective in a way that you know, was very beneficial to them, that was very positive to them.
Yeah, it's exact. I have a friend who's in that position right now, and it's, you know, those are his exact words.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's feeling blessed, and I've never seen him happier.
Yeah, no, I'm not surprised. And so it's not all negative. It doesn't have to be just negative.
No, exactly. And the other thing is, you know, it's a funny question, but there's a tendency I've noticed in the New Age communities where, because of the beliefs and concepts that are taught about creating your own reality or what other things that are similar to that, that the message can get misunderstood and unfortunately used as a way to beat people up for having some illness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Some people might say, why did you create that illness for yourself? These individuals are already so hard on themselves when they get an illness,
yeah.
You know, for having a disease, and actually need love and compassion, I would think, rather than harsh judgments. And shame, I think, seems to be a big thing that comes up for people that have illness.
Yeah, and I also see that as well, too, is that, you know, people look at it from that other side where, you know, I firmly do believe that we manifest our own reality with our intentions. I feel that we can control a lot of things in our life. But when it comes to various chronic diseases, there are some things that are just simply beyond our control.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's just unlucky. That's, there's no... you know, that UV ray, for example, just happened to hit that one part of the DNA that was the wrong place at the wrong time that allowed that cell to develop into an aggressive melanoma, right? I mean, those are things that you can't realistically have complete control over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do believe that intentions play a big role in our lives in many ways, and I think that's a very powerful tool, but it's not an absolute thing, right? There's a spectrum of how it's going to affect us, and you know, patients should never feel down on themselves for getting the disease. You have to focus on the situation that you're in right now and what can you do about it, and focus on it, you know, day by day. What are you going to do to move forward?
Right. Oh, that's beautiful, Adam, because we're now nearing the end of our show, and we've been hearing about what you are, Adam Dream Healer, dreaming about today, and it's just magnificent what you're doing. But we've got 1 minute left, Adam, and I was wondering if there's one final thought, it would just be for a minute, that you'd like to leave our listeners with.
If there's one final thought, you know, I think that I would really encourage everyone out there to take responsibility for their own health. And really, as a naturopathic physician, it's my job to help guide patients to develop a complete plan that's addressing their health from every single perspective, mental, emotional side, diet, lifestyle, you know, any medications that are needed, all these things we can use together. But at the end of the day, I think it's really important that patients understand what's happening in their own body, and that they actively participate in the healing process, both from a physical level and being proactive by seeing a naturopathic physician, but also on the mental, emotional level, making sure that your intentions are aligned with what it is that you really want to accomplish.
Thank you so much, Adam, for sharing these great gifts you have with us and the wisdom.
Well, thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, wonderful. I hope you come back.
I'd be happy to.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, everyone, for tuning in and being part of this adventure today. And I invite you to listen to this show again on Dream Vision 7 Network. And please like it and share it with whomever you feel might benefit from the valuable information from today's show. The show will be accessed again in the archives as of December 24th, 2016 on DreamVision7.com. And Dr. McLeod's book, Integrative Cancer Care, The Power of Being Informed, is available at all online retailers, and likely in your local bookstore. And if you'd like to contact Dr. Adam McLeod and to find out about his work, please visit BaletownNaturopathic.com. That's YALETOWNNATUROPATHIC.com. Let me leave you with a quote from Adam's book that I ran across when I was preparing, and I really like this. Do not leave emotions. Do not let emotions take control of you, because you are the boss of your own self. So all my love, and see you all again soon. And thank you again for everything. Love you. Bye.
Please join Devra next time as she delves ever deeper into how living in quantum love can free you from the chains of limited concepts we've been taught all our lives. Devra's personal experiences, along with her enlightened guests, will chip away at what keeps us separate from the truth of who we are. Tune in every third Sunday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern for Living in Quantum Love on the Dream Vision 7 radio network at 1510 a.m. WMEX Boston, or every Thursday at 4 a.m. and 4 p.m. Eastern Time by going to dreamvision7radio.com. Visit Devra Laval, Master Spiritual Coach, at devralaval.com. That's DevraLaval.com.